I'm LJ.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Stevie Nicks.
And we're Knicks fans.
And welcome to Knicks Anonymous.
Myself, and I think we see Willis coming out.
Fast break to Walt Frazier. Frazier then slows it down. It's picked up by Jerry West at the top of the post. Three.
We know differently. Here's David Stern with the announcer.
First pick, select Patrick Ewing.
Bernard looking for 50, and he's got it. Back to back 50 point games for Bernard King.
Anthony for three.
Johnson cuts left, now fires a three, it is good, and he's fouled! It counts, and he is fouled!
Barrett drives down, this time finishes with a third.
Year, what is going on, New York? Welcome back to another episode of...
Knicks Anonymous, baby.
Knicks Anonymous, episode...
73, or is it 74?
It's 73.
I was right the first time.
Cool, I don't. Cool, I don't cool. think. Actually, I don't think either one of us are right. But usually, that's how it goes. It's actually 74. GG's.
Okay, I was right a little something.
74. Welcome back. Shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family. We love you guys. Stevie, tell the kind people where they could find us.
You already know, man. First of all, find us on Instagram at Knicks Anonymous. You could also find us on Twitter at Knicks Anonymous. You can find us on platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and Breaker, or simply Google us.
As simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. We had a very interesting week of basketball. We actually had four games.
Two, by the way.
Yes, we came out 2-2. Out of our predictions... How many were wrong? I think I called the Cavaliers a win. And the Bucks. I called the Cavaliers and the Bucks a win. Those two were definitely wrong. Stevie, I think you called the same things, right?
I called, yes, I believe so.
I think we called the same exact things. But, first things first, man. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whenever you guys decide to listen to this. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween, man. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year, personally, because I don't know about you, but I'm a horror movie fan.
Ooh, what was the last time you actually went out and, like, dressed up?
Last time I dressed up for Halloween?
Yes.
Like, fully?
Yes. And if you could remember, what was the thing you dressed up as?
I don't recall the last time, but I can tell you a few of the costumes I had when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah? What was the best one?
My best costume, personally, one year I dressed up as Jason Voorhees, and here's the funny part about that costume. To simulate seaweed, my mother stapled green string on me.
Yo, Artis thinking. Yo, she's always on the spot with it. I don't even remember the last time. Shit. Because I'm not even that old. I'm 22, so I think like 8 years, maybe. Was the last time I actually like dressed up, and I couldn't even tell you what I was. I think I was okay. The only costume I can remember is like a killer clown.
I know one year I was Kermit the Frog.
That's actually pretty funny.
I had one of the old school 80s costumes, plastic mask. Yeah,
that's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I was Kermit the Frog one year, y'all.
Yo, I was actually Winnie the Pooh when I was a baby.
Even funnier.
I was actually Winnie the Pooh. Okay, last Halloween question, because we tis the season. We are in the traditions. We have to keep it traditional. We are not dressed up right now, unfortunately, because we have no spirit. It is what it is. Batman, yo, honestly, if you're watching the YouTube video, Steve, you got the Batman in the back. That counts. He is the Batman for the day. Okay, so last Halloween question. What is your go-to trick-or-treat snack? Or what is your favorite? What is your favorite?
I'll tell you which one is not my go-to snack, and that's candy corn. Actually, no. Wait, hold up. Before you flip out, I'm not saying I don't like candy corn, because I actually do. It's just not my go-to. If I had to pick a go-to Halloween snack, it'd probably be Jolly Ranchers.
I'm appalled, Stevie.
I'm sorry.
I respect your decision.
And like I said, I didn't say I didn't like him. I just said it's not my go-to.
Ladies and gentlemen, my go-to is indeed candy corn. I am so addicted to candy corn. I literally promised myself every October 31st is the only time that I can indulge in candy corn. Because if I don't,
Thanksgiving?
Huh?
What Thanksgiving? You can get away with it on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Really? Is that really a thing?
No, it's not. I'm just saying you can get away with it.
Okay, you know what? We're just going to run with that.
I didn't say it was a thing, like I said. I just said if you get away with it.
No, no. Listen, you heard it here, folks. You heard it here first, folks. Like, yo, Nick's Anonymous is jacking candy corn. You can get away with it on Thanksgiving.
I think you could. That's just my opinion, though.
So be it. But yeah, candy corn is... I have an addiction, okay? Candy corn is just... It's too fucking good, all right? I had to keep it to 31st, so tomorrow's actually a big day for me. So...
Buying candy corn?
I'm pretty fucking excited, yeah. Pretty excited. I can't even lie to you.
All right, one more Halloween question. What's your favorite scary movie besides your life as a Nick fan?
Oh, yeah. We live in one every day. Let me see. Favorite scary movie. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of... Okay. I am the P word. All right. P-U-S-Y. I'm not going to spell it correctly, but, you know, you get the point. I do not like scary movies. Anybody that knows me well, I just can't do it. I like to enjoy my movies. I'm not enjoying myself when I'm constantly on the tip of my seat about to shit myself. I don't like that feeling. I don't like the feeling at all. But okay, if I had to pick, okay, the only scary thing that traumatized me the most was a movie called The Strangers. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I have. It's pretty good.
It's not even a horror. It's more of like a thriller. Kind of thing. It's not like really like demons and shit. It's just about a group of serial killers, and they wear masks. Like one dude had a bag, the other girl had like a bunny mask on. It was some freaky.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that movie.
Mad jump scares. It was freaky as hell. That scarred me for life. Yeah.
Mine is The Thing. That's my go-to horror movie. That's the greatest horror movie of all time, in my opinion. Go see that, y'all. If y'all never seen that, but you know, let's get off the Halloween. We here to talk Knicks. Let's talk Knicks.
And it gets even scarier.
Yeah, exactly. The horror show continues.
It gets even scarier. Well, okay, it's not all bad because we went 2-2. So let's starting off positive. Let's start with the Orlando Magic. We did win that game.
Final score 115-102.
That was a very good game.
Yeah. That's the game where Obi Toppin did the behind the back to RJ on the break. Not the behind the back.
He did the over the head.
Yeah, he caught it. I almost dropped the microphone.
He did like a scoop, right? Or did he do it over his head?
He caught it on the break, and he just bounced it behind him, and RJ was behind him. He caught the one-hander.
No, yeah, a very good bounce back. It's a very good bounce back game.
A bounce back pass. We'll call it that.
Yes. Julius Randle, 25 points. RJ Barrett, 20 points. Still shooting poorly. I just want to emphasize that. But he did end his game plus 22. So, like we said, RJ may not be shooting properly, but he's defending, rebounding.
Yeah, he shot pretty bad. 7 of 19, man. Come on, RJ.
He's shooting extremely bad. He went 2 of 9 from... No, that's random. I'm sorry. 3 of 7 from 3.
That's not bad. But here's the thing about RJ, though, bro. This year, he's not doing too bad from the two-point line. He's shooting 48%. I said two-point line. I guess a two-point line. I mean, from within three, you know, inside, like, mid-range, layups. He's shooting 48%.
Really?
It's just he's struggling so bad from three, it brings his percentage down that bad. I think he's at, from the number I saw, I think he was, like, 4 for 28, something like that. They showed it during the Cavs game. So, yeah, like, it's not like he's not doing good. It's just that he's doing so bad from three, it's bringing his percentage down. So he does have to work on his threes.
So do you want him shooting more threes or do you want him shooting less threes?
Less for now.
Less is more.
Yes, for now. But back to this Magic game though. I just had to throw that out there, man, because like it's bad. It's pretty bad. We had 1, 2, 3, 4. Four guys in double figures. Mitch had a pretty good game, 14, 6, 3 blocks.
He's been dominating, bro. Mitch has definitely been, but he has been having trouble with real centers. Like, and when I mean, no disrespect to the Magic, but I mean like centers like Giannis. And
now Wendell Carter gave him a problem too.
Wendell
had a double double on him. So yeah, you might be onto something.
Did they give you the fouls that he finished with?
Who, Mitch?
Yes.
Mitch had 5. No, I'm sorry. My bad. 3. Sorry about that.
Okay.
That was his offensive rebounds I was looking at.
No.
He had 3 fouls.
Because you're definitely going to find the pattern moving past this game. Because this is a game where he didn't foul as much. But after this game, yo, he's a fucking walking hack.
Yeah, but he had a penchant to get into foul trouble when he was younger. So, you know, that penchant is still there. He just got better at it. You know what I mean?
He manages
his fouls better.
No, right now it's not in this, like the last 3 games, no. He's almost practically fouled out every game. It's not good. I think he fouled out one. No, he didn't foul out. He fouled out the next game, I think.
In Charlotte?
I think he fouled out in Charlotte. I'm not sure. Either he fouled out or he had 5 to the point where, like, he didn't play until the last, like, 2 minutes or something like that. That's not good. We need Mitch. You know, we signed him. We need him on the court. Harnstein is good, but at the end of the day, he's still a backup.
Yeah, so he's playing good ball himself, man. Overall.
He is playing good ball. He didn't really play this. He played okay against the Orlando, but I think that's because Mitch was just dominating.
Yeah, 7 points, 9 boards. Excuse me, 7 points, 9 boards. Yeah, Harnstein, he's a good piece, man. He's been a good. He's had his defensive lapses, but he's been a good addition overall.
He still scares me when he shoots, though. Even though we got him for that, we can't have him shooting first pass. Like, he's there as an option, not the first option.
I hear you. As far as the Magic game goes, though, bro, out-rebounded them. That made a big difference, 50-41. We moved the ball. I out-assisted them 24-14, so obviously we were moving the ball very well. We need more of that because we have a tendency to play one-on-one ball still.
Oh, that goes straight into the Cavs game, but we'll get there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, we kind of panicked in that game.
Stop.
Let's not even get into it. We'll wait. Let's wait.
Let's wait. I knew let's it. I knew we was here with it, Stevie. I knew it.
Yeah,
but okay.
Let's wait on that. You know what? Let's just move on to the next game.
Wait. I just want to say something about this game.
Unless you have something to say about Orlando.
Yeah. The score of the game doesn't really tell the tale of the entire game. Because we really pulled away, because the score was 102-115. We didn't start pulling away until like 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. This game was extreme, like this was anybody's game. And that, I want that to show that, like, yeah, we pulled away, which was good. You know, we stepped on the, we kept the foot on the gas. We kept it pushing.
Good thing you brought that back, bro, because I kind of forgot about that. You're right, because there was a point in the third quarter where the Magic were making a run.
Terrence Ross was at it. He was looking like he was gonna do it again.
He didn't kill like that, surprisingly, though.
But he turned up when it mattered, though.
He played, actually not even. He only had 8 points.
Guarantee all 8 points was in the fourth quarter.
Oh boy, I wouldn't doubt it. I kind of forgot, but I wouldn't doubt it.
What I wanted to make a point here is that it's gonna be like that the whole season. Like, no matter who we play, whether it be Detroit, Orlando, we are going to be neck and neck with pretty much everybody. There's not going to be a single game that's going to be a gimme. I don't think so this year.
Nah.
Anywhere in the NBA.
That is true. I mean, the NBA is a little more deep.
Besides the Lakers, because they fucking suck.
Yeah, I feel sorry. I actually feel sorry for those guys, believe it or not.
I'm not.
I'm serious. I don't know why. There's a sense of sympathy there. I don't know why. But, you know, let's not even get into them. It's not our business.
Not our business, indeed.
None of my business. I'm Kermit the Frog on... You know what? I was Kermit the Frog for a reason when I was little. I'm Kermit the Frog on this right now. It's none of my business.
You sipping the tea?
Yep. I just finished sipping tea. That's what I was sipping.
That's crazy. That's hilarious. All right, so let's move on from the Orlando Magic game. That was a pretty good game. Shout out to Julius Randle, MVP of the game. 25 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. Julius Randle has been out here balling. You can definitely see the improvement that... Jalen Brunson brings to his game.
Jalen Brunson won the Charlotte game for us. Final score 134-131. It went to overtime.
Yeah, what a fucking butt clencher, my boy.
Yo, this game concerns me though.
Why is that?
This game concerns me, man.
Is it because their entire team was hurt?
Yes.
Well, not entire team, but the main pieces were hurt.
LaMelo, Scary Terry, basically, yeah, them two. Those are their main guys. But it's concerning because, and no disrespect to Charlotte, because I think they're a better team than most give credit for. You know, I think we're on the same level, but I still think we're a better team than them, aside from them having LaMelo.
Bro, they weren't missing, bro. They were. If we would have went cold for like 2 minutes, we would have been blown out by 12.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson saved that game, bro. He was player of the game to me. 27 points, 7 boards, 13 assists, a steal, and a block. And he was clutch, bro. Those two baskets. Did he hit two baskets in overtime? Or was it one in the fourth and one in OT?
I think it was one in the fourth and one in OT because I'm going to be real, bro. I definitely agree with you. I love the fact that he was able to take control and actually become a floor general. That, like, he saw that nobody, because there was a certain point where everybody was kind of just stagnant and nobody was really, like, they were just hot potato with the ball. Once it came back to him, that's it. He was with it. Like, I got to put the ball in the basket. It's clear. In his mind, he said, it's clear to me that I'm going to be the one that needs to do this. Right. And he stepped up and did it. So, shout out to Jalen Brunson for that. Anything else that you got, Stevie? Because I got a shit ton of things to talk about in this Hornets game.
One thing I will throw out there is we lose this game if this was last year. Let's throw that out there. So Jalen Brunson does make a difference. Let's talk about that.
Excuse me. Got to blow my nose.
I didn't like our perimeter D in this game, bro. Our perimeter defense was not that good in this game, man.
I agree. Since slacking.
We played pretty good. Like, as far as them driving to the basket, we kind of guarded that pretty well. You know, I'll give us credit for that. But
we guarded it too well. Because what would happen is literally the entire team would collapse, and all they did was just whoop right to the corner, and there was times where the same corner was open, play after play after play after play after play after play after play.
Nah, that's true.
And no offense, because I do want to shout out Fournier, because we did have a Fournier sighting this game. He had 14 points. We did have a Fournier sighting, but bro, that corner that was open every time, whose corner you think that was? Evan Fournier's. he's a big L on defense, bro. We definitely got to fix that.
But he's good, bro. Like, when he comes through offensively, he's good. But aside from that, yeah, he's a big L on defense.
Yeah, go ahead, Stevie. Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, as far as the Charlotte game goes, I already got it all out, bro. Like, just to be honest with you, like, we should have beat them. We should have crushed. I mean, we did beat them. Don't get it twisted. But we should have. This game should not have gone to overtime. This is one of them games, like I said, that if this was last year, we would have blew this game. But luckily, Brunson was there, you know. Luckily, I think it was PJ Washington whose foot was on the line and it ended up being a two.
Yo, what a fucking shot.
And he had a good game, too. He actually had a pretty good game.
Fucking RJ Barrett, you piece of shit. Yo, bro, who told you to lose PJ Washington on the inbounds? Who told you to lose him?
Not to mention DSJ, our old friend.
I tweeted it. Yo. That,
bro, 14 points, 11 assists, bro. I think DSJ is carving his niche in the NBA and is here to stay.
Listen, I don't remember exactly what I tweeted, but I tweeted at work. I was like, yo, Dennis Smith Jr. is coming back to New York, and he's definitely looking for vengeance, especially after what we did to him in New York.
Especially
and
what you did too.
No, okay, yes.
You were there. You even said it.
So were you. So were you. You said you was there.
No, I wasn't there. I was watching it on TV.
Oh, so it was Julian then. Julian was there, I think. Someone was there with me. I don't know who it was. But, okay. The Hornets game, I broke down a little bit more into description because I actually there's a couple of things I loved and a couple of things I really hated.
All right, that's good, bro.
One thing I really really loved in that game was the way Jalen Brunson and Randall were working the pick and roll. The high pick and roll.
Wow! Yes. It was beautiful, bro.
That high pick and roll that they were running was fucking amazing.
I'm telling you, Jalen Brunson, Julius Randall. I've said it already. I'm going to say it again. Julius Randle is going to benefit the most from Jalen Brunson's presence, bro. He really is, man. And it shows. I think as the season goes on, they're just gonna get better at that, dude. They're gonna become more and more unstoppable. I think the sky's the limit for their pick and roll, as far as their pick and roll goes.
Yeah, and another thing that ties into the pick and roll is the fact that Julius Randle was constantly attacking and abusing the rim. He knew Gordon Hayward was on him. He was like, Mr. Gordon Hayward, you're too fucking frail, your haircut is whack, and you can't guard me, alright? So he was attacking that rim like no one's business. I really like the way that Obi came through, gave us some valuable minutes. He came in, hit a couple of big threes, went 3-for-4. He was gunning. I'm not a big fan of Toppin shooting threes. I'm definitely not gonna go. I'm not gonna be a hypocrite and be like Toppin should definitely shoot more threes. This was just a good game. I still believe he needs to relax with the three. D Rose's performance.
12 points in 12 minutes, bro. You can't act. That's D Rose.
D Rose
when he plays. Pretty yeah. Plain and simple.
D Rose is clutch. He showed it in Cleveland's game. Yo, bro, we're gonna.
He's another one. D Rose is another one. Less is more. Less is more, especially for D Rose, because a healthy D Rose is gonna come into play as the season goes on. He's gonna become more and more valuable as the games get more and more important. So less is more for D Rose, because we're gonna need him more a little further down the road. I'm telling you,
quality. Quality, yeah. Quality. Another thing I liked was definitely, like I said, the way Jalen Brunson definitely took control of the game. I love Mitch's defense. He was definitely a monster on the boards. The ball movement was great. The ball movement was really flying. The thing I really loved about this game the most, is the consistency. The fact that we were able to continuously score at will. Because they were scoring like no one's business. Like, they were hitting shots that I was like, what the fuck? And I'm not going to lie. It's been like that recently for a lot of teams that we've been playing. And I think that just goes to show how nice the league is right now. Because there's a lot of...
It's the whole NBA, bro. Like, everybody's getting buckets.
Everybody's getting buckets.
Even the worst teams are scoring over 110 points.
So, Jalen Brunson was the perfect fit at the right time, because he is the guy that's going to give you buckets consistently. I wish I could say the same for his performance in the Cleveland game, but we're going to save that for Cleveland.
Yeah, we were hitting crazy. We were hitting a lot of shots and matching the Charlotte Hornets, which brings us to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wait.
Unless you got something to say about the Hornets that we're not done with. Because
no.
I was going to start off with the Bucks that, remember when you said if we would have went cold at any moment, and we could have lost that Charlotte game. Before you finish your point that you're going to make with Charlotte, I just want to start off with the Bucks by saying that's exactly what happened. And it happened in the third quarter.
Yeah, sure did. But yeah, so yeah, that's a couple things I like. But okay, here's
quick. Yeah, that's right. A couple things you dislike. I'm sorry, bro. My
quick
bad.
Rundown. Now you good, bro.
Went far ahead.
Now you good. I'm going to just do a quick little rundown. So first things first, like I said, RJ's performance. RJ finished with... He finished with 22 points, but shot 9 for 21 and 0 for 5. God damn, bro.
I think it was the threes.
God damn.
Bro. That's the only thing he's struggling with is the threes. Everything else is good, bro. The effort is, as I always said with RJ Barrett, one thing I love about him, and every Knicks fan agrees, he never checks out, bro. I've seen dudes like LeBron check out. RJ doesn't check out, no matter how bad of a game he's playing, dude.
I agree.
And so I think as far as him struggling from three, he should have the benefit of the doubt for now. It's only six games in. He's going to get better.
But he did start like this last year.
Exactly.
So.
That's what I'm saying. And what happened? He got better. Hell, but, dude, last year he had a buzzer-beating three to beat the Boston Celtics. That was probably the highlight of last season.
But
Isn't that ironic?
Is he going to do this every year, though? Is he going to continuously suck in the beginning? I can't have that, bro. I need consistency.
For some players, that's just how it is, bro.
Because games matter, bro. These games matter.
We
need him.
I agree. But
Another thing.
Now it is what it is, bro. I'm sorry to say.
No. Yeah, I mean, we won, right? You know, this team guy's back. You know, whatever. But the game wouldn't have been as close if RJ, you know, was actually up on his consistency and his efficiency. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
One thing I did not like, again, Randle lost his temper in a very key moment. He got a technical foul with like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Bro, I get it. Refs haven't been doing our thing. But, bro, you need to keep your cool. I'm going to let this one slide. But, bro, that was close. You almost lost the game for us, my boy.
That was his first one of the season, correct?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken?
Yes, that was his first one.
All right, you know, that's not too bad. You know, one and done. Lesson learned.
Also, another last thing is the penetration defense was completely ass. They were just killing, like you said, they were killing us from the three-point line, and that was due to the fact that DSJ was able to get in the lane, no problem. Everybody's crashing, everybody's breaking down, and all he had to do was just look to the corner.
There was certain moment, bro. There were certain moments in that game, bro, where our defense was good on the inside, though. They just didn't miss. It was with that game, bro. They just didn't miss. That's why they were in it. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah, DSJ, you did have a problem with him. Don't get it twisted. But for the most part, let me not say for the most part. I would say 50-50. Our interior defense was pretty good. They just didn't miss from the outside.
No. From the outside. Our interior defense was good. I'm saying the penetration defense. Like, so when a guard's able to penetrate, that's big. Like, that's completely, because that now that forces Mitch, that forces guys on the side to help. So now everybody's helping. Because Knicks have actually faced that problem a lot. They have trouble going man. They always help and switch. That is probably why we're getting torched on the three-point line recently.
Actually, it's because our starting backcourt is Jalen Brunson and Evan Fournier. This is why Grimes needs to start when he eventually comes back. That's just me.
No, I think that's the fucking entire New York tri-state area. Are we in tri-state area? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
we are
the tri-state area.
Are we? Okay, yeah, I don't even know what it means. I just used it. Thank God I used it in the prep.
You're good. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, that's really all I had to say about the Hornets game. Another thing, I believe this goes for a lot of other games, but I feel like we're giving up too many points. If you look at our games, we're giving away 100 and something points to the Magic, 130 points to the Hornets. Granted, we did go into overtime. We got 106 to the Pistons and 115 to Memphis. Granted, Memphis is a 5-seed team in the West. But not to say the Magic are ass.
Not at all.
Because like I said, it's going to be tough the entire year. Mm-hmm. But I would like to keep the numbers down against those teams because I'm not feeling confident enough that when
easier
we play...
Easier said than done, bro.
Again,
it's not just us, bro. It's the whole NBA. Not just us.
Yeah, so I'm going to let that one slide. That point is irrelevant. Everything else can stick, but the point shit, that's just iffy with me. But
we're going to get into what the problem is.
Yeah, let's move on to the Bucks.
We're going to get into what the problem is. It starts here. It starts with the Bucks. First of all, they beat us 119-108. However, this wasn't a bad loss, though. I'm very proud at the effort we put, bro, because at one point when we went cold in that third quarter and they went up by 24, we could have checked out, bro. Even the announcers said it. If you remember, they were like, the Knicks body language looks pretty bad now.
Yeah, yeah,
and the funny thing is, once they said that, that's when we went on a little mini run and brought the lead back down to 11, which it stood at, which is what we lost by. You know what I mean? So, bad loss, but not a bad loss at the same time. And you know what killed us? Free throws.
Talk to the people.
Oh no, we're not gonna go into it that deep yet. We're just gonna start with this game. We missed 10 free throws. We lost by 11. You know what I mean? It means a lot, bro. I mean, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, we still lose by 1 point. Let's assume we hit one extra field goal. You know what I mean?
Because you play differently when you're down by one instead of down by 11.
And you play a little differently when you're hitting your free throws. You know what I mean? Knowing, you know, hey, we're not missing. We had a chance. You know, I can get to the line. You know, like, yeah, that makes a difference. It really does. That and in this game, you know, we lost by 11, missed 10. Says something, dude. We got to fix that. But we're gonna get more in depth in that in a minute, though. After we finish breaking down the Cavs game. What do you think about this game, though?
Like you said, I do like the effort. I don't like the fact that Mitch was talking. He wasn't talking shit, but he said he wanted his staple game to be against Giannis. He fouled out.
He tried, bro.
He fouled out.
Actually, no, he didn't. He did it.
He didn't. He had five fouls. He finished.
Giannis still killed him, though. He had 30 points, 14 boards, 9 assists, but almost had a triple-double.
And Mitchell had 5 points.
9 boards and assists, 2 blocks.
Wasn't Giannis, a staple. So don't tell me that's a staple game, bro. Don't start. That's like a batter going to the batter's box and pointing.
Up, bro. What are you going to do?
It didn't work.
It's the Greek freak. What do you want?
He ain't work, bro. Let me tell you. And it's not the first center that he's had troubles with that's like that, man. He's going to have to really step his... Robinson is definitely better than he was last year. I'm not gonna compare him to the Greek Freak because, like you said, he is the Greek Freak. And he's probably, if you want to get technical, probably the best player in the NBA right now to date.
Yeah.
I guess it's debatable, but I think Giannis is...
He's number one.
He is? Okay, boom. So, yeah, Mitch, you got to do better, man. You gotta stay in the game. You gotta, you know, longevity. I feel like because the reason why Giannis killed so much probably is because you probably were in the game for that long. You know, maybe if you were in the game, it probably would have been different. Who knows? So,
see, RJ had a good shooting game in this game. 7 for 17, 41%. It's not a great shooting game, and you don't want to shoot 41%, but compare that to his 1 for 7 from three. See, it's his threes, bro. I'm telling you. Because if he hits 2 more threes, he's 3 of 7, and he's 9 of 17 now. It's just, that's the problem. I'm telling you.
Yeah, his threes are definitely a problem. Another problem is the fact that Randle and Brunson were practically nowhere to be found.
Yeah, Brunson didn't show up this game. That he didn't do too good.
Our biggest problem, bro, is I'm telling you, is that man defense. They gotta keep their man in front of them. They gotta stop helping. The more they help, the more chances there are for open threes. And boy, did they fucking kill us from three. I mean, Grayson Allen's a good player, but I hate when he's on fire, bro. It's uncalled for. It's uncalled for Grayson Allen to be on fire like that against somebody.
They didn't really kill us from three. They just hit him at crucial times. That's all. Because we held them. Because bro, we held them to 28%. So the perimeter defense wasn't too bad. Excuse me.
It's bad when needed. How about that?
That's all right. That.
It's bad. It's bad when needed.
We didn't stop it when we needed to. So yeah, you're right about that. I can't disagree.
And the fouls, said, bro. We got
numbers wise, it looks good. But like you said, when the time was right, we didn't stop them. So that's only the facts.
That is the facts, indeed. Fouls. How do you? Just out of curiosity, how do you feel the Knicks are doing on fouls? Numerically, they're probably doing okay. But I think they foul too much, man. At least from what I'm seeing in these games, I think they foul too much.
I think that's more of the refs not liking us. But that's just me. Because, bro, like, I don't know, bro. But then again, like, this game, they had more foul calls than we did. They had 23, we had 19. So, you know, again, we're just not hitting ours. They're hitting theirs. Dude, in this game, we were 22 or 32. They were 22 or 27. So they missed 5 compared to our 10.
Yeah, man.
What are you going to do?
Free throws win games, man. We don't say that for no reason.
Yeah.
Honestly, this game was... they were the better team, you know?
Yeah, they are, bro. They were champs, what, 2 years ago?
Middleton wasn't even playing. If Middleton was playing, we'd probably get blown up by 30. You know, it is what it is. I think this game just kind of shows these games like this. They're gonna show us what we're lacking, so it's good in that aspect. You can analyze it. You can see what we missed.
Damn straight.
What do you think we missed completely in this game? And like, you know,
free throws.
You think that's it? You think we hit free throws? That's it,
bro. If we hit free throws, that makes a big difference, bro. We probably don't win this game.
But that's what I'm saying. What do we need? What do we need to win the game? What do you think we need other than free throws? What do we need to win the game?
Aside from hitting our free throws, I guess, like you said, timely perimeter defense. In other words, we have the number, but we have to be on them when it counts. And in this particular instance, or at least in this particular game, we weren't on them when it counted. Because we could have came back.
It's very
possible. The opportunities were there. You know what I mean? That's why we're proud of the resilience and the effort. The opportunity was there. We just didn't capitalize.
Yeah, man. Honestly, unfortunate loss. Fortunately, unfortunate loss. Actually, it is unfortunate about this. We just took the L. Took a complete ass-whooping to the former champions, the Milwaukee Bucks. So we're going to travel to the other side. Actually, where is Cleveland?
East side, brother.
How far is that?
I don't blame you, because I'm not too good at geography myself. But I know Cleveland's on the east side.
Okay.
Cleveland's in Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Let's travel all the way down to Cleveland. I'm not going to lie. Right off the gate, like right off tip, I knew we were going to lose this game. They were just they weren't playing their game at all. They just, like, it goes back to what we were talking about. They looked nervous and scared.
Not at first, because we had a 9-point lead, and then we just blew it. And not for nothing, even without Darius Garland, bro, they're a good team. They're a better built team than us, bro. Let me say something.
Go ahead. You got it, bro. You definitely got it.
I don't know if you saw what I put on Twitter. I said I do not look forward to the BS that we're gonna hear from the media tomorrow. And I already know, because I'm already hearing it. People already saying we should have traded for him. You know, why didn't we? Here's what we could have got. I'm already seeing that.
The Cleveland broadcaster said it.
Bro, like, yeah, like, he's killing it. This look like it's draining to Knicks fans. Nah, bro. We already explained to y'all why we didn't do it.
They were trying to smoke us, bro.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of Knicks fans seem to forget, man. Like, we didn't trade for him for a reason. And as we said many times, Cleveland was more equipped and more, as far as being competitive in the playoff series, are more ready than us. Especially on the defensive aspect. Because if he came here, it's possible. We're a good defensive team. Don't get it twisted. But they're a better defensive team because they're bigger. They have 2 7-footers.
They can afford to lose some with Mitch because they have the rest to back him up. So
exactly. So he wouldn't, not to say he wouldn't have been a good fit on New York, because he would have made us better.
But he would have to have been one of the main anchors on defense, and that's not possible because he's not a good defender.
Exactly. So anyway, let's get back to the game.
Now, I fucking lost my brain cells when I saw the matchup between Evan Fournier and Donovan Mitchell in the beginning of the game. I almost, bro, I called you twice, bro. I called you twice. I was like, what am I seeing right now? Bro, there was no way. They fixed it.
I tried to soften the blow by saying, yeah, you know, we're still in the game. I wasn't lying. I don't care.
Listen, Donovan Mitchell was still going to get his buckets. But, bro.
I told you that.
But, bro. There's a problem when our starting matchup is Evan Fournier on him.
This is why Grimes has to start.
That was outrageous, bro. Like, not even like a switch plan. Like, Tibbs really woke up and said, yo, I'm going to start Fournier and put him on Mitch.
Dude, he dropped 38 on us, 12 assists. He's trying to tell us something. Like, oh, y'all didn't want to trade for me? You get these numbers.
No, nigga, we didn't want to trade for you, you piece of shit. It was your bitch-ass owner.
Jesus Christ, bro, calm down.
Nah.
Yo, bro, but main reason we lost, bro, 23 of 50 from three as a team. You can't stop that, bro.
Listen, one thing I didn't like about the Knicks, like, They just seemed erratic. There was no control. There was no floor general. Everybody was back to the one-on-ones. The ball movement wasn't there. Bro.
We panicked in the fourth when they took the lead.
We panicked the whole game, bro.
We had a lead at 1 point.
No, we did. Bro, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. It didn't feel like we was... there was a time I looked down. We were down 5. I looked back up. We were up 9. And it still felt like they were playing so erratic. It felt like we were still losing. You know what I mean? Like, it just didn't feel like we were winning. It just, you know what I mean? Like,
guess what's another reason we lost?
Free throws?
Free throws. 8 of 16, 50%. I mean, yeah, again, you miss 8 free throws. It's still 121-116. But you hit those free throws. I don't know, bro. We're going to get into the free throws after the Cavs. Matter of fact, watch what I'm going to do when we finish. And you might not like it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, this is another thing I want to talk about. The live by the three, die by the three. Let me tell you something.
10 of 27 if you're talking about us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
terrible.
That's not good. Listen, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Let me tell you something, bro. If you look at all four games, we've only averaged about 33% from three. 34% probably. Maybe 35.
I mean, in hindsight, if you really think about it, 37% from three is not terrible. But compared to their
23
of 50, but yeah.
You know what I mean? This is where it gets bad.
Yeah.
This is where it gets bad, though. That's why I say live by the three, you die by the three. Here's the Knicks' problem. They tend to fall in love with the three-pointer.
And at the wrong time.
And that's all that they will literally do for a solid quarter, probably. Or maybe until a timeout when they go on a run. They got to know when to switch the three off. There was a time Obi shot a three back-to-back. I'm like, yo, bro, what? Go to the hole. Go to the basket. It's hard because they're seven-footers, don't get me wrong. But, yo, bro, you can't just John Starks yourself, man. You know.
Wow.
What? You know the vibe. No. Come on, bro.
I wasn't expecting that. That's why I said that. I'm not saying you shouldn't have said that. I didn't see that coming.
You just know the vibe, you know.
I know.
You can't do it, man. If it's not falling, it's not falling. You got to do something else.
Facts.
So live by the three, die by the three, man.
Damn right. Free throw, brother.
I'm going to tell you something, though. Watching the Cleveland Cavaliers operate was, like, giving me, like, what dreams, kind of, for the Knicks. Because their offense just flows so... That D-Wade kid. D-Wade, is D-Wade reincarnated in this guy? Bro, he went like
D-Wade, fool.
It's not?
No.
What's his name?
He said D-Wade.
What's his name?
No, it is D-Wade.
Okay. It is D-Wade.
It's Dean Wade. Oh, okay. You're right.
Yeah, it's D-Wade, bro. He went like 8 for 8 for 3.
Did he? 6 for 8.
Oh, God. He only missed twice. Yo, there was a... Okay. I'm going to just leave it on this. There was a play Donovan Mitchell crashed. Literally every single Nick was in the paint. He kicked it out to the corner. Without a second thought, the corner man kicked it out to the wing. And D-Wade shot the 3 from 3. But it happened so fast. Like, boom, boom, boom. Like, and that's the Knicks game. And they weren't doing any of that, bro. They were just one-on-one, erratic, and just... It just looked messy, bro. It just did not look good. There was nothing composed about it. Jalen Brunson didn't take control. It just wasn't working. They panicked. They just had no answer, and we got our ass whooped. That's a lot to take in. I know.
I have nothing to add.
That's a lot to take in.
Explained it to the T.
That's a lot to take in, bro. Listen, moving forward, we're going to need to fix the defense. We gotta figure out a way to rotate better. Because if we don't rotate better, we are going to continuously get our ass whipped by the three-point line.
We have to work through picks better. I see you struggle with that a lot, too.
Yes. Cam Reddish, if you go under another screen, I'm going to kill you. Not literally, but...
No, I mean, we love Cam. We part of the Cam Hive.
Yo, Cam. He just loves going under screens, bro. No matter who it is.
They're young cats, bro. You got to remember, bro. They're 22, 23 years old in the pros.
Mike was talking shit. He was like...
They kids playing a grown man's game.
True. But so are the Cavs. Cavs are probably the same age as us.
Not everybody matures fast. Some people mature slower than others.
No, bro. We need to hurry it up, bro. Because if we don't, it's going to be a very long season.
Nah, I feel you.
It's going to be a very, very long season. And it's going to be a hard one, too, man. It's going to be a super, super hard season.
Bro, this coming week going to be hard. You got the Hawks, the Sixers, and the Celtics.
Oh, my God. Honestly, bro, am I wrong for saying we go 0-3? And I not we went, and not in the way you think. Like, I don't think we're gonna get blown out. I think we're gonna
win one.
Which one?
I think we beat the Hawks.
I think we could. Okay. You know what? I could back you on that one. I think I could back you on that one.
I think we beat the Hawks.
Who's the other one? Celtics.
Philly has the potential. I think Philly has the potential to be a blowout. And the Celtics.
RJ for another buzzer beater.
Yeah, I think we could probably beat them. The potential's there. That one's 50-50. So I think Philly would be the definite loss.
I think we lose to the 76ers and the Celtics.
No, I agree. It's most likely we'll lose to the Celtics, but I think we could beat them as well. I think the possibility is there we could win.
Hey, listen, again, next anonymous family, I don't want the tweets, I don't want the DMs, I don't want the hate messages. I love the Knicks.
Be real, y'all.
We love you guys. But listen.
Until proven otherwise, this is just what it is.
Yeah. As good as we are, everybody else is just that much better, unfortunately.
Until proven otherwise. That's just what it is, y'all.
Yes. Just for bait, I guess you can say, or like news bait, or for clickbait, or controversy, the word I should say, controversy.
Clickbait.
Who would you package to improve the team? Who would you say that we can get rid of?
Evan Fournier.
No, there's somebody else in my mind.
I think we should say that for another episode.
Oh, man. All right, yo. Down below, let me know who y'all think. Yo, listen. Pins are coming soon. Let me know down in the comments or in, you know, wherever you can comment your answer, either on the Instagram, Twitter. Who am I thinking of? If you get it right, you get a free pin.
Oh, you gave it away?
What?
Okay, fuck it. We gave it away. We got pins coming, y'all.
Oh shit, I gave it away. Yeah.
Yeah, you gave it away.
I gave it away. Coming, happy Halloween.
I didn't realize he did that.
Trick or treat. Happy Halloween.
We were gonna give a formal announcement, but I guess that goes out the window. We release a pin, y'all. That's gonna be our next what's it called? Our next piece of merchandise.
Or our only piece of merchandise.
But we had the badge. Oh yeah, all right. The badge wasn't really successful. But yeah. Our first official piece of merchandise.
The Knicks Anonymous pins, baby. Actually, you got a pin right there, Stevie. Go ahead, show the people.
Well, it's not a Knicks Anonymous pin, but
they'll see what it looked like.
I don't know if y'all can see it, but look.
Bow.
The Knicks logo,
but it's gonna be Knicks Anonymous. Gangsta. Don't know what you heard about me.
Oh yeah, but nah, let's get into this. We finished with the Cavs game.
We are finished with the Cavs game.
All right, now I'm about to do something you don't like.
Okay.
You might not like this. So, is it just me?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you didn't see that one coming.
The fuck is going on?
And for the sake of respect, y'all, this is not my segment. I'm just borrowing this from LJ because I have something on my mind.
All right, yo, bro. You do what you must. We are the people's voice and we are nothing.
Without the people. You know how we do.
That didn't even fit the description, but for some reason it just worked its way in there. But go ahead, bro.
Yeah, just run with that, bro. Oh, merchandise, you know, coming soon. Is it just me, or is one of the Knicks' biggest problems free throws?
No, I don't think it's just you, because I'm tired of seeing that ball leave the rim. You know, there was a technical. A Brunson shot a technical today, and he fucking bricked it. I was like, you got it.
Of all people.
You gotta be shitting me.
Most reliable guy.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie though. I don't know if that's hurting Quickly's feelings or not. Cause Quickly used to be the go-to guy to shoot the free throws. Cause he was like 90. He's like still 90% from the free throw line.
I hope not.
So I don't know. Cause Quickly's actually been taking it. He hasn't had the greatest starts, you know, yet.
I can dig it. But let's get into these free throws, bro.
But yeah, spit some facts at me, bro.
Bro. The Knicks in the NBA before the Cavs game, we ranked 22nd in free throws at 73.9%. It's not good, bro. 22nd in the NBA. Which means after today, which we shot 8 for 16, you know, had some time in my hands. I did a little math.
Oh, shit.
That brought us down to 71% for the season as a whole.
Goddamn, bro.
That's not cool, bro.
That's going to hurt us down the stretch, my boy.
Okay, but it gets deeper. Gets deeper than that. Yeah, that's the point I'm trying. That's actually the point.
But wait, that's gonna hurt there's down more. The stretch.
But it gets deeper. Hold up. In wins, we basically shoot what our season average was before today's game. 73.9%. In wins, bro.
That's not good.
That's terrible.
That's not good at all.
That means in a seven-game series, 73.9% from free throw line.
We're not winning.
And that's your winning percentage? Yeah.
So, do you know the losing percentage by any chance?
Oh, of course I do. Of course I do. I told you I dug deep.
Gangsta.
Of course I do. Bro, 68.1%.
Oh, my God.
So we're not that far off from winning and losing. How do you not see that as being the main problem, bro? Well, I'm not saying nobody doesn't see that as the main problem.
I don't think it's the main problem, but I think it's a big beneficiary.
Bro, I think it's the main problem, bro. Because even when you're winning games, your percentage is 73.9%. Bro, that's concerning.
But like you said though, even if we hit those free throws, we still lose by 1 or 4 points.
I did. You're not wrong, bro, but still.
But I'm not downplaying it though. That is a big problem. Those are points left on the board.
That's a scary problem, bro. If it doesn't get better. Exactly.
Yeah, it's bad.
Because this is gonna cost us more games.
Yeah.
We're not gonna have those games where even if you hit the free throws, you still lose by 1 or 2 points. You're gonna have a lot of those games where, let's say we go 8 for 16 and we lose by 3 points. If we hit 3 more free throws, we're gonna have a lot of those games. And those are the games that upset us, particularly me and you as fans.
Yeah. And then we come here and we let it rip.
Hence why we have a podcast.
And let it rip. I digs, man. Listen, man. Like we said, neutral week. I can't say that to all New York teams because apparently New York has lost every sport.
Yeah, the Giants lost bad today.
This weekend? I think the Jets lost too.
I think we were uglier. I'm not a big Jets fan, and I would take every instance to insult them, but I think we were uglier today. I think the Giants take that crown. I'll be honest.
So I guess it's not been a good weekend for New York, but listen, tomorrow's Halloween. You get the candy. You get some scares. You get some, you know.
Hey,
spooky.
Hey, you were a beer pong champion this past weekend.
Oh!
I'm surprised you didn't brag about that.
Gakes, I'm a humble man, bro. You know this. But listen, bro. Like, but since you bring it up, though, I gotta flex, bro. Listen, shout out to Mike TV, our personal troll. We don't pay him to do it. He just freely does it because he likes to. I don't know why, but anyway. Listen, we went out to a Halloween party. What was it, Saturday?
Yep.
Well, yesterday, because we were recording this on Sunday, but we listened to this on Monday. So 2 days ago, Saturday, me, Stevie, Mike, and his wife pulled up to a Halloween party, and your boy LJ stumbled across a beer pong table. Now there was a couple of gentlemen on a row by the time we got there already. So by the time we got there, they were probably like 8 games in and just winning all of them. I pulled up, was like, yo, I got next. I'm like that. We took it down to the wire, not for nothing. It was a very extremely close game. Shout out to Mike TV for hitting the last clutch shot. He put the dagger in it, but I had to carry him to the promised land. No funny shit. I had to get him.
He kept fading away for some reason.
Bro, he was Kobe, bro. He kept
fading away.
Bro, he would throw the ball and he would just fade away. I'm like, yo, bro, what are you doing? I tapped him like, yo, bro, why do you keep fading? I thought I was bugging. I'm like, yo, bro, I thought I was drunk. I'm like, yo, bro, why do you keep fading away? Like,
that was funny.
Yeah, bro, but yo, shout out to Mike. We got the belt. We won. We definitely lost the next game, but it don't matter because we won the main event. So, shout out to Stevie actually too, because he was actually helping us get the ping pong balls that fell, and he was giving us extra throws. He probably didn't realize it.
Championship belt.
That's a fact. You got the picture. You got a picture.
I think Brittany took a picture.
Yo, you got to get that picture and put it on the Twitter or on the.
I can't. I had a Bulls hat on.
It don't matter, bro.
Can't you have that, bro. Nah. Nick's Twitter. I can't have Nick's Twitter coming at my neck.
You already said it, though. You just came out.
Yeah, but I'm not going to put the pictures up.
No face, no case.
Exactly.
I respect it, bro. I respect it. But, yo, listen. That ends episode 74. Shout out
to Milestone episode 75 next week. Sorry to cut you off. I just had to get that out there.
No, no, yeah. I didn't even know it was a milestone. But you are right. 25, 50, 75.
100. 25 more episodes.
100. Yo, bro, listen. Nick's Anonymous, yo. Shout out to everybody who rocks for us. Shout out to everybody who's new. Shout out to everybody who's old. Shout out to everybody who's in the middle. If you rock with us, we rock with you always. We love you guys. We love talking Knicks with you guys. Shout out to everybody on our Instagram and our Twitter. Like I said, we do enforce you guys. If you want to talk to us and actually interact with us, we highly advise you guys to follow us on Twitter, because that is where we do most of our shit talking and just general talking. Instagram is general.
We'll answer on Instagram. It just may take a while.
Yeah, it's just general news. It's just general updates. But I'm going to just say my piece. I'm going to let Stevie say his piece. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, guys, love you guys. Genuinely, I love the fact that we are building a community. From episode one, I'm not even going to lie, I didn't even think we were going to take it this far. But here we are consistently doing shit, and we love doing it, man. But, you know, we are the people's voice, and we are nothing without the people, man. So, facts. Stevie, say your piece, my friend.
I'll keep it short, bro. Happy to be here. Love talking Knicks. Love everybody that listens. Hope to gain future listeners. And we just hope to bring this I just hope we can bring this to higher levels. You know, who knows where we can take this. And, you know, like you said, we the people's voice. We ain't nothing without y'all.
Sky's the limit.
And thank y'all for watching, too, because, you know, now y'all can see us.
All right. I'm not going to lie. I was holding this one in for the longest, but I may have not been recording on the other on the other thing, so it's just gonna be audio for this episode.
Okay,
that's my fault. That's big my fault. Next time I will be doing better.
Whoops, so no video this week. Know that. Sorry.
No video. Oh good, I had to save you on that one, but go ahead, continue with your piece, sir.
That's about it, man. We got a hard week coming up. Hopefully we pull off. I'm hoping we pull off all three games, but, you know, you never know. I doubt it, but you never know. I just hope it's competitive.
Yeah, for sure. I think the Sixers might just embarrass us.
The potential's there, I know.
The Sixers might just do it.
But here's the thing, though. Mitch usually gives Embiid a good game. Usually does.
Statistically, yeah, you're actually right about that. If you don't believe us, look us up.
Maybe, you know, maybe we get lucky, but we'll see.
Man, we will indeed see. So we'll definitely see you guys. Well, we'll hear from you guys throughout the week, but we will see you, or you will see us, because next time I'll definitely be doing the video. I definitely just made a little oopsie.